Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Sam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, we're here. What's good? Monstrous Radio, Monstrous Radio Live. It's called Comic Cafe, where it's urban therapy where there are no menus, but everyone will be served what you are deserved. So check it out. This is the new 50. It's called Trying to Fuck Me Over, featuring Post Malone, produced by Scoop DeVille. Let's get into it. Urban therapy. Say the cuss words loud and then go, woo-sah.
Y'all trying to fuck me over. Y'all trying to fuck me over. Y'all tryna fuck me over. Y'all tryna fuck me over. Niggas round me, yeah, they hit lit. Mix a little red and yellow when they get lit. Tryna turn up with a bad bitch. Having a telly doing freak shit. Niggas sell a little bit of everything. Rock a yacht and master in the pinky ring. Flexing like bitch if you knew better. You fuck with a real nigga and do better. Shorty ass fat like she a stripper. The wiggle when she walk, make you won't tip her. Bartenders coming, yeah, they move quicker. 20, 30 bottles to the rich niggas. Everything cool when I'm in the room. Coming through shooters, not a 100 goons. Nigga, don't trip, you don't want that. Boy, you gon' fuck around and get your ass capped. I ain't gonna let the people frisk me if I'm dirty, homie. A nigga never touch me, I got that dirty on me. Y'all tryna fuck me over. Y'all tryna fuck me over. Y'all tryna fuck me over. Y'all tryna fuck me over.
Right before I came to this bitch high, need a cigarette, so I made a piss stop. Spent my life trying to be a good guy. Still people wanna see me get guy. Nothing like it ever was before. Hair falling out, I'm 20 years old. Got a lot of stress that you don't know. Still kicking like Faye, yeah, the shit goes. Hey. Pull up in this bitch and I'm flexing. Jumping out the motherfucking Benz, yeah. All these damn diamonds on my necklace. Got your frostbite when I exit. So goddamn cold, see your breath, yeah. 100 cigarettes and I exhale. 1,040 fucking miles, jealous. 100,000 chains on my chest, yeah. Ice on my rings, ice, yeah. You see me shining. 200K in jewelry, see. You can't tell me nothing. And I'm gone. I ain't never sober. Me and Vitty got shoulders. If you try for me over.
Ooh. I ain't gonna let the people frisk me if I'm dirty, homie. A nigga never touch me, I got that dirty on me. Y'all trying to fuck me over. 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 I ain't gonna let the people frisk me if I'm dirty, homie. A nigga never touch me, I got that dirty on me. Y'all trying to fuck me over. Y'all trying to fuck me over. Y'all trying to fuck me over. Y'all trying to fuck me over.
Monstrous Radio, Comic Cafe. Don't forget, we are interactive on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google Plus, and Tumblr. Make sure you leave us comments in our chat room. Share the show. Don't forget, if you do end up missing tonight's show or half of it, you can listen 24 hours a day, 365. So, all right, let's go ahead and get our Wu-Song on with some throwback music. Hey, this is Colonel Loud, Young Dog, and Rico Moreno.
We're from California.
Top push back, yeah. Blowing smoke.
this is where it's at. Bitches but good weather, what you know about that? Where all the flat bitches ride Benzes and Beamers. They either want to be an actress or a singer. I'm at the strip club on Sunset throwing singles, which is bad bitch from Compton going lean up. Breaking down backwoods, rolling gasoline up. Left the last factory, pulled up in Inglewood. I fuck with some Crips and I fuck with some Bloods. And I fuck with some Essays. My stash house in the valley, welcome to my palace. Just went and killed two shows out in Dallas.
Keep it moving because we still get it in. It's more like political night around here. We talk about community events, things like that. So, all right, check it out. His right here is a new upcomer. I probably shouldn't even say that, but check it out. He's coming out hard. This is called Trick Trick. It's called Living Legend featuring Nova right here on Monsters Radio. Karma Cafe. Heat everybody up. Let them know we live on the air. Share on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
They want me to lose now. Everything I put in this bitch, what more can I do now? I done put my blood, sweat, and tears in this shit. I just know when it's over, you will never find another nigga like this. So here we go, here we go, here we go. Nigga, here we go.
Don't get into it with real niggas. Either the best or the rest when you going for that check. But I'll never sacrifice my respect.
Want me to lose now. After everything I put in this bitch, what more can I do now? I done put my blood, sweat, and tears in this shit. I just know when it's over, you will never find another nigga like this. So here we go, here we go, here we go,
nigga, here we go.
Fucking with a living legend. You know that. And I'ma kill it from my last breath. You know that. Fucking with a living legend.
walking through with their chins tucked. Then what? I ain't gotta be animated. And I don't need a million followers to validate it. I make my own people tweet what the fuck when I lock the city up. So make sure everybody's firearm is calibrated. See, I can pass on the clash of the titans. Cause I surpassed the fighting and survived the indictment. And I respect if we different, we divided. You got a right to be you, I got a right not to fight.
Me lose now. After everything I put in this bitch, what more can I do now? I done put my blood, sweat, and tears in this shit. I just know when it's over, you will never find another nigga like this. So here we go, here we go, here we go. Nigga, here we go, here we go. Walking with a living legend.
So what am I supposed to do? Put the pen down? What is this, the end now? I can't let the devil win now. It's one thing I ever learned, just never give up. Whoever get knocked down, you better get up. You ain't the only one that feel it when the weather get rough. So don't separate from your hustle till you tell to get up. And if you really bought that life, you hook your brethren up. And y'all work until y'all can honestly say that nobody's better than
Hold
us.
Hold up,
why is it every other race is more together than us? This is why they want me to shut up. But I made it. I took the hand I was dealt when I played it. And whoever the fuck Honky Dory is, he never showed up. I'm in the place where a man gotta grow the fuck up.
Ooh-wee, Monsters Radio. Camera Cafe, I see we got quite a few people over here. I'm about to open up the lines right after this next track. Don't worry, I got y'all. I'm gonna let y'all woo-saw and get it off your chest and vent and do what it do. So, all right, check it out right after this cut. But remember, you gotta push one if you wanna talk. This is Cast In featuring Jeezy. Called The Difference, right here on Monsters Radio, Comic Cafe, where there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. Get it!
I ain't got no time to lose on this. I ain't trying to follow rules on this. Tell me what you wanna do, girl. What you wanna do on it? Cause you know what you gotta do for this nigga. You might wanna make a move on this nigga. I'ma need a little juice with this liquor. I'ma show you what it do. Handle business. Ooh, that's the difference.
Yeah, that's the difference. That's the difference with these niggas. Gotta watch them. Everybody swear they love you. They don't wanna see you profit. Then you gotta watch these bitches.
I ain't trying to follow rules on this.
can't do too much else. Pity that you wasted all of my time, when that's when I really needed your help. Now the only people that I recognize is the ones that always wish me well. You know when you're out of sight, you're out of mind, so you'll have to introduce yourself.
Gotta know who is.
Yeah, come and tell, say. Well, when you say the cuss words, it'll make you feel good. I'm just saying, I'm DJ E-Monster, Monstrous Radio Live, Rep My City TV, My Music Club, True Beyond Entertainment, and Thuggin' and Buggin' Daycare on the weekends. Thanks for tuning in. So I'm going to go over here. We're going to see what's up, you know, because hey, it's Comic Cafe, Urban Therapy. I'm going to go over here and pull out the couch. I'm going to let y'all call in and get it off your chest, because I don't want y'all going through the whole week all wired up and shit. Fuck around, fire off on your supervisor, somebody, get fired, all because you didn't vent and tell somebody about your problems. You dig? So, all right, here we go. We about to get into it. So, remember, if you want to do it, press 1, and we'll see what you got going on Comic Cafe. So, all right, here goes the first person up. Oh, shit, they from the Twin Cities. I hope we get along. Hello, 612-490, you heard that beep in your ear. You going to rock with me on Karma Cafe? You trying to vent? What's good?
Man, I'm just rocking with you, man. It's the boy Juice G. I'm just rocking
with you. Hey, what's good, Juice G?
What's popping, man? What's popping, man?
Nothing much. Nothing much. Just over here getting my woo saw on. Get it? That's all.
I'm ready to hear a lot of these Woosah moments on here. I know somebody's going to say something clear out their ass, and it's going to be funny as hell.
Well, we got a couple people over here, but they're scared to talk to me. They act like we in Harlem. It's at night, and I'm going to hit them with a garbage can, and they're going to try to shoot me in the pinky toe. But it is what it is. It is what it is. I can start some shit up if I want to.
Don't do it, E. Don't do it, E. before we go there, I know I've been trying to call in for a long time and shit. I know every time I call in, you always have somebody featured on here. Like the last time I was listening, you had a little Flip on this motherfucker. That's a major move, man. That's a major move.
Yes, sir. Especially when they people call you. You understand me? I mean, don't get it twisted. I just got a thing from Flip. He's going to be coming back to the Twin Cities in the summer, and he's really trying to get it in, and he wants us to help him out with it, or at least his publicity company. So we're definitely going to get into that. But go ahead, finish, bro. Just a little update.
Speaking of update, you know your boy won that album of the year, right?
That's what's up, Mad Salute. I sure enough was going to ask you about that. You dig? How'd it feel, bro? Walking across that stage, snatching that award.
It's love, man. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? It gave me that extra boost to try to finish this next album. So, you know, and I've been talking to people, too, trying to make sure that I'm doing the right thing, because, you know, you don't want that curse of the second album shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. Now, I do got actual monsters question. Now, I'm going to spin one of your tracks. Keep it real, bro. Keep it real. Everybody want to know globally, when you walked up to get your award, did they boo you or cheer you?
Oh, they cheered me.
That's what's up.
It was funny, because, like, I honestly didn't think I was going to win, because I was going up against Dima Cash. That nigga had some motherfucking major votes. Like, the first round, he was kicking my ass. Second round, I basically just blew everybody out the water, man. Shout out to all the nominees, though, you know what I'm saying? It's all love when it comes to this Minnesota music thing. But I won, and I was like, damn, I wasn't expecting it.
Right. Well, that's what's up, bro. Congratulations. So now we can say we got an award-winning artist in our rotation. Get it? I'm just saying.
No doubt.
That poke my chest out. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into one of your tracks, bro. This right here is one of my favorite ones, and it helps me relax and get my woosah on a Karma Cafe. Check it out. This is Hip Hop features DaVinci Red, Monsters Radio, Juice G. I love this track, bro. I'm just telling you. Matter of fact, I'm going to do a video with me bumping it in the whip because it stays in the whip. It don't come out. Do I have your attention? I'm just saying.
Yeah. Just want to take this time out right now.
Let's take this time.
To pay the proper respects.
The proper respect.
To hip hop.
Uh-huh.
Cause you know, without her, we would never know people like.
Who?
Nas.
Swiss Beat.
David Banner.
LL Cool J.
Big Daddy Kane.
Slick Rick.
KRS-One.
Talib Kweli.
Bad Five Freddy.
Queen Latifah.
Fuck Master Flex.
Africa Bambaataa.
T.I.
UGK.
Run DMC.
Jam Master Jam.
Grandmaster Flash.
Ludacris.
Swish the House.
B.I.G.
Tupac.
Snoop.
E-40.
N.W.A.
Curtis Blow.
Dougie Fresh.
Russell Simmons.
Outkast.
Timberland.
MC Light.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
You've been with me since I was a kid.
Yes, sir.
Got me through the struggles of the life I live.
Thank you.
Working on my craft, trying to perfect it quick.
Okay.
Cause
okay.
Keep on evolving, no time for me to sit.
Yeah.
And watch you pass me up.
Uh-huh.
Through you so much I see.
I
gotta give it all I got and tell it to speak it so verbally.
Yeah.
I gotta pay homage to what made MCs what they are today.
Foundation
set by the best and knowledge the fact that they paved the way.
Yeah.
No holding back,
no holding.
Gotta give it all I got.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm tested a lot. So it's all righteous, so the world that I'm high. I focus on one thing, my nigga, the time. Determined to speak to them words like a pie. Get mad, I'm killing your brain, I'm killing the game. The fact that I'm living hip hop. Perfection is the only thing you hear from me. Methodically speaking, it's never the issue whenever you mention your gene.
I swear,
you gotta break, cause you're holding my steps with the fact that you can't help but see.
Yeah, right.
H-I-P,
yeah.
H-O-P,
yeah.
H-I-P, H-O-P. That's all you hear soon as I step in your vicinity.
Yeah.
H-I-P, H-O-P.
That's
in my blood, so I'ma say it. I do this for
him.
Huh.
I got my new
hip
with me.
Hip, that I do this for
hip hop,
hip hop,
hip
hop,
hip
hop.
Glad to be a summer queen, wanted more than being famous.
Man,
love at first sight, more than just entertainment.
Took
it all across the world, cause she gave me the world right in the list of my hands, so I know that you care.
Not
just for money or the fame, or bragging right to this game. Just for you, I say the same. No need for me making a change, cause the truth is the truth, and the truth I remain. Hip hop, that's simple and plain.
M Town.
What's up? Catch me with my thumbs up.
No.
Pressing this for the minute back in that Memphis, right where I come from. New chicken, bet we gon' come up. It's hip hop with no pit stop. That overtime, cause I'm grinding. Hands on, don't need props. Two hands on, don't need clocks. This time around, it's different. I'ma show you just how we rock. Soon as me and Juicy, she get it in.
Yeah.
Realizing what you do for me, we idolizing on the fact that we make history. Realizing what you do for me.
H-I-P, H-O-P. That's all you hear soon as I step in your vicinity. H-I-P, H-O-P. That's in my blood, so I'ma say it. I do this for
hip hop,
hip hop, hip hop, hip. That I do this for
hip.
Hip-hop,
yeah.
A lot of people been taking advantage of it. Miss God,
I swear,
listen to the means of what you stand for. With violence,
man.
Same people
man.
Up here spitting about killing and robbing. Has never lived that life,
uh-uh.
But that's the only way it started, right?
It looks like.
Now picture
like
this, we gotta face facts.
Yeah.
Without the love of hip-hop, y'all words don't mean jack.
Uh-uh.
I mean, it never would be a dream.
A dream.
If big never rap, if pop would never have all eyes on him by killing every track.
Right.
And yes, I keep that country grammar.
Yeah.
Be on that Nelly shit. Underlay, underlay, E.I. Man, I will bang it quick.
Yeah.
I used to be like Crazy Leg, wildin' out on that breaky shit. Pop locking out here,
yeah.
Serious on that battle tip.
Yeah.
I'm touching on everything that influenced
me.
Cause through it all, I continue my creativity. Right now and forever, I'ma stay true to me. H-I-P,
uh-huh.
H-O-P,
yeah.
H-I-P, H-O-P.
No matter what
you
say,
you hear soon as I step in your vicinity.
I feel like everybody
H-I-P,
got a little hip-hop in me somewhere.
H-O-P, that's in my blood, so I'ma say it.
But
I do this for
hip-hop,
hip-hop, hip-hop, hip-hop.
Comic Cafe with Juice G. So, hey, check it out, Juice. It looks like we got another person who done pushed one. So, looks like they might want to talk and vent. So, all right, seeing that we showing love to hip hop, let me play this one. And then when we come back, I don't know. If they don't got something they want to say, I might start some shit. It is what it is. Check it out. This is MC Light off of some of her new music. This is called Dear John featuring Common. Monsters Radio. Now, this is hip hop throwback for your ass. You are now in the Monster Mix with DJ E Monster.
I know you gotta feel like your back is pinned against the wall most times, but in those times, you remain open. Closed minds will get you nowhere. Gotta move with no fear. So dare, I salute you. Knowing everything you've been through is just a journey every man must take. The key for some is not to make the same mistakes and fall victim to the chaos the world creates. In the heat of the moment, you can mistake an ally for an opponent and wipe your own out. What a waste, and in the face of hate, you discover that it's too late.
Yo, what you wanna do? So you wanna be ballers, shot callers, dipping in and being straight lawless? Or would you rather be father to your daughters, even though it's getting harder? What you wanna do? So you wanna be ballers, shot callers, dipping in and being straight lawless? Or would you rather be father to your daughters, even though it's getting harder? What you wanna do?
A letter to the better, the better the demonstration. Situation got you wishing for ventilation. Can't breathe, trying to find what I believe. It's hard for a tree to grow when father figures leave. Plus I got a seed in my baby mama need. Smoke a little weed to keep my mind free. Only God can judge me, so to him I plead. Fist in my hand, the myth of a man that I should know it all and I ain't supposed to fall. Getting locked up and boxed up, the protocol. Writings on the wall, fighting for the cause. Read a letter from the world and it said,
yo, what you wanna do? So you wanna be ballers, shot callers, dipping in and being straight lawless? Or would you rather be father to your daughters, even though it's getting harder? What you wanna do? So you wanna be ballers, shot callers, dipping in and being straight lawless? Or would you rather be father to your daughters, even though it's getting harder? What you wanna do?
Confused with those who say they have your back. I feel your pain, I know you're under attack. To be strong in all things and always just ain't real. So some stray, lives left in hallways, death, breath is in the air. Let your thirst for life persevere. Someone once said you were chosen, but as you've gotten older, doors are now closing. Karma comes around, and all those silly things you did as a grown child are wheeling down in your direction. But not all hope is lost. Gather your thoughts for the second coming, and I'm guessing you'll be stronger
than
you've ever been.
Yo, what you wanna do? So you wanna be ballers, shot callers, dipping in and being straight lawless? Or would you rather be father to your daughters, even though it's getting harder? What you wanna do? So you wanna be ballers, shot callers, dipping in and being straight lawless? Or would you rather be father to your daughters, even though it's getting harder? What you wanna do?
And this is a Monsterous Radio public service announcement. Hey fellas, we gotta stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off. But it is what it is. We gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you. You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over and knock that out. You dig? So we gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mup Water Collection. But that's not that bad. Just make her sleep with her feet out the window. Hey, you got that boat on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks. Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monsterous Radio. Get it?
Cacao, cacao.
Yeah, so that's what it do. Karma Cafe right here on Monsters Radio. Remember, if you want to talk people, you have to push one. Right now it's just me, and I got Juice G over here rocking with me. Do we have your attention? I'm just saying, fuck with us. So all right, Juice, we got another person over here. They don't push one. Let's go over here and see what they got going on in the Karma Cafe, see if they want to boost. What the fuck?
All right,
let's check them out. 469-508. You've been sitting over here for a hot minute. It's Karma Cafe. What's good?
Man, all the way from the sunny South Dallas. It's your boy Suave R&B joining this cafe tonight. You know what I'm saying? Hitting hard with the hip hop, man.
That's what's good. What's good, Suave?
What's good, Suave?
What's up with you, man? What's up with you, man? Y'all keeping warm up there?
Trying to. Shit, honestly, it's always fucking snowing.
Juice told you I wasn't even finna lie to you. I was finna say no.
Anytime y'all want to come down to the sunny south of Texas, man, you know what I'm saying, and roll up in the limo, stretched out, show you some of this southern hospitality, eat big, drink big, party big, just let me know.
I'm telling you, Juice, I already stretched out like a motherfucking double, a king-size bed in that son of a bitch. I'm telling you, it is lovely in this motherfucking limo he's talking about. But, yeah, Suave, we're going to come down and we're going to try to hook up with Juice, see if he can ride down with me or, you know, make the trip with me sometime this summer. I don't know, maybe it might be fall. It gets hot as fuck in Texas. But definitely I got some things going on in Texas I want to get you involved in, bro. We're going to have to make it down there to do like a little tour and shit.
Oh, I'm ready, man. Just give me an update. I'm on the way. You feel me?
Hey, can I do a PSA, man? Can I do a PSA for the independent artists out there?
Right here on Comedy Cafe. Yes, you may, sir.
All right. Check it out. All you artists, I know you want to be seen all around the world. What better way to be seen all around the world than a website? Not just your regular website, man. A custom-made website where people can download your music, buy your music, has a whole store to it. You know what I'm saying? And also, we can get you all kinds of good things with the music industry, man. Distribution. Straight distribution from your website going direct. And they will buy your CD and Walmart and all that with the, you know, the wrap and the plastic cover and everything. You just have to find over there.
Hey, you fucking up, man. Hey, they need some of this good information, bro. They need some of this information, huh?
So, yeah, what you got to do. That's what you got to do, man. You want to get that, man, you just let us know. You know what I'm saying? Call me at 469-508-6016. And we do have payment plans. I repeat, we do have payment plans. It's like on a budget, you know what I mean? But let me hit y'all to something. If you get distribution on a website, do you know that over there in Europe and overseas, they buy your shit up? They will buy your shit up. That's all they like is independent. Shoot that shit instead of, you know what I'm saying, having your Facebook and all that. Shoot them straight to your website. And they can Facebook you. They can Instagram you. Everything is right there on the website. All social medias of your. Not everybody else pages, just you. They can fuck with you on your website. Holler at us.
Boo.
You know what? You ain't the first person that told me that shit, man. I've been told that for a minute too, and I'm hard headed as hell. I ain't gonna lie. I'm one of the motherfucking. You basically might as well call me Dennis the Menace because I'm hard headed as shit. But yeah, he ain't lying, man. That ain't the first time I heard that. That ain't the first time somebody told me that. So man, I'm gonna jump on it. International sales,
man, jump on it, man. International sales, and like I say, again, man, you get a custom distribution website with all the bells and whistles. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about with your music video.
Oh no, you there?
Oh no.
The music video is going
in and out, bro.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Like, so your music video goes, like if, say, if you have words, E-Monster, you have E-Monster Radio. Your music video is going in the letters. So it's your music video. So it's crazy stuff that you can do.
Well, again, people, if you can't hear him too much, I know he's going in and out a little bit, but like you said, if you're interested in the things that he's talking about with the website, to get your international sales up, your own digital distribution, all those type of things, hit him up at Suave at 469-508-6016. That's 469-508-6016. Damn, I should give me a job on the movie thing. Come up. Yes, coming up next is the movie. At 7:30, motherfucker.
You did.
It is what it is. So I guess we got those come out here on Common Cafe. You know, we are artists here. You dig? I really don't like putting out shit about relationships and shit unless the motherfucker asks me. Outside of that, you know, I just keep it to myself. But I'm pretty sure we could throw something out here on the artist tip. Here's something I like to talk about. Y'all can tell me how y'all feel about it. Show no. I like to say, what we need to start doing out here as artists. Don't forget, I am an artist. I'm a DJ, producer, promoter, all that shit. But I'm an artist number one first. That's how I started in this game, as an artist.
Right, right.
So hold on, Suave, I'm going to put you on mute just a little bit. So basically, this is what it comes down to. One thing that's hurting an independent artist real heavy is these, I don't know what I call them janky-ass party boosters. Y'all motherfuckers call them your local promoter. You dig? I call them janky-ass party producers. You call them your local promoter. God. This is how they fucking up the game. They trying to book artists, 900 artists on one slot. You dig? That's fucking up the whole motherfucking environment of the whole goddamn event. That's number one, because the motherfucking the party booster slang promoter don't have his own motherfucking fan base to fill the house up. So he has to depend on the artist to bring all their friends and family and coworkers into the job in order for the event to jump off. That's why y'all be standing at some events and it just be artists in that sumbitch. Promoter got motherfucking artists that don't even promote. Oops. I'm just saying. Then there's these promoters that don't even give you an opportunity to make no money. Okay? No opportunity to make no. You better have at least an opportunity that if you're performing for free, you better ask for at least a motherfucking 5 to 6 guest list. That's your payment. Give me 5 to 6 tickets. Give me something. But don't just walk in there, bring all your fans, fill up his house, walk out, and he pocketing the money, and he just send you a shout-out on Facebook. Come on, man. That's not the business. You get in the business is what's happening, and that's where the game is failing, in my opinion. Now, I'm going to ask, let's see. I guess I can ask you first, Deuce, before we open up Suave. He got a little background sound over there. Hopefully he can work it out. You know, man, I don't mean for you to talk about a specific thing to it, but, I mean, do you have, like, any comments, or maybe I'm wrong on what I said?
No. You're not wrong at all. I mean, that'd be the problem, man, and it kind of makes motherfucking artists distraught and shit on really wanting to do shows for motherfuckers, because that's exactly what they're doing. They put, like, they give you these shows, especially when they charging you an arm and a leg just to open up for a motherfucking mainstream artist. It sucks. It pisses me off because I'm like, we artists at the end of the day. We got bills and shit too. We trying to get heard too. You know what I'm saying? So for the fact of the matter is, you up here busting our motherfucking head with these prices, and then on top of that, a lot of times, the motherfucking artist that you're opening for is not even there when you're opening up. So the motherfucker don't even see you. He comes at the end of the motherfucking thing, do his like 20, 30 minutes worth of show, and then skirt the fuck out with the money that the promoter gives him. What the fuck?
On top of that,
when we decide, when us as local artists decide to throw our own shindig, we can't even get you motherfuckers to show up for $5, $10 at the door. but you're paying $70-$80 at the motherfucking door for these mainstream ones.
Right.
You gotta remember,
you'd be like, and actually you'd be like 400 feet away in some cases. 400 feet. You can go to like, and I'm not trying to endorse none of these places, but you can go to the Rise or the Red Sea or Honey Lyles, all of them, and be right up close on an artist. You dig? A hot local artist who's hotter than probably them people coming in.
Man, ain't no probably. It's a lot of, it's truth to that shit. A lot of these motherfucking local artists is well hotter than most of these motherfucking mainstream artists. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can name a few right now in our city alone. In our city,
right.
In our state alone, that can put heavy pressure on a lot of these mainstream artists. But you know how the mainstream is. If a motherfucker ain't, if you're not finna sign with these motherfuckers, they finna do everything in their power because they got money just so you won't be heard.
To box you out, right.
What?
Hold on, bro.
Box
Let's go over and check in with Suave. Let's go over here with Suave. He's probably over here jumping like he's ready for double dutch or something to get in the conversation. See what he got going on. We got another person, 510. You're going to be up next. I see you push one. Salute. So what's good, Suave?
Yeah.
How you feel about what I said,
yeah, man,
bro? Was I wrong?
Out, man. Nah, you wasn't wrong because I'm on both sides of the pole because I was a promoter, but I'm an artist first, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, hitting you over the head with these prices or whatever about the show, yeah, as a promoter, I'm going to do that. But the reason why I'm going to do that because I want you to be serious about your craft, serious about what you're doing. But the difference between me and the janky promoter is that at the end of the ticket sales, I reward my local artists that open up for, you know what I'm saying, my A-listers, B-listers, or whoever I have
mm-hmm.
that's coming in. You know, I give them a percentage.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that
I give them a percentage.
All.
But I don't tell them I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you tell
right.
them, they
well,
they're going to
I hope it for you any day then.
They're going to expect it. But as an artist, this is what I came up to do, man. And this is like the smartest thing ever to do so y'all can do in y'all city. All you local artists and independent artists, get together, man. Start a coalition. You know what I'm saying? And what y'all do is y'all put a money in a pot, you know what I'm saying, to sit there and book you an A-lister or B-lister or C-lister. And y'all open up for that particular artist. And y'all make money. Y'all putting y'all music out and everything else. And everybody's winning. Everybody's eating. You know what I'm saying? You're actually getting paid for your show.
See, you know what? I hate this man's reception because he's speaking some real shit. I hate his reception. No disrespect to you, Suave, man, but I hate your reception. You speaking some real shit. Real, real shit.
Hold on. Let me see if I can. All right, can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Am I coming
but in
clear?
That's real shit. I wouldn't mind doing any show for you, you know what I'm saying, if you really looking out for the artist like that. Most of the promoters ain't looking out for the artist. They looking out just to get money in their pocket. Not saying that that's a bad thing, because as a promoter, you're supposed to do that shit to get money in your pocket. But at the same time, if you know that these artists is hot, you want to keep these motherfucking artists coming back and keep them coming back with some hot shit so they can do shit for you. And a lot of times artists would be like myself, if I fucks with you, you ask me to come do a show, you can ask E Monster. He can, anytime he say, Juice, I got a show that's coming on this date at this place, I need you to do a set for me. Say no more. I got you. Because I fucks
right.
with you like that.
But see, this is the thing, though. This is the thing. If I got T.I. show going, right? He's the headline,
mm-hmm.
all right? My thing is this. I'm not going to sit there and put you on free with T.I. because putting you on there with free T.I., that's crazy. Like, I don't need you,
right.
you know what I'm saying, to make my money because T.I. don't make money for me. But if you want to sit there and invest in yourself, you know what I'm saying, to put yourself on, then, yeah, I see you that you real. I see because everybody wants a handout, man. I don't mind giving
that's
a handout.
That's the problem.
That's something that's
special.
That's
the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta work because ain't nobody in the industry gonna give you shit. There's
right.
nobody in the industry
so, hey,
gonna give you a damn thing.
They might give you a bill. That's about it. Hello. But hold on, yeah. brother. Let's check in with the other person right quick. See if they might want to chime in on what we're talking about. And then I want to talk about there is a difference between putting on your own show and actually doing a promo show. And I'm going to talk about that right quick. It kind of twists into what Suave was just saying. So all right, let's check in with this 510. I said you was up next. 510-239, who we got on the line? Hello.
All right, what's up, Monster? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music in the building. What's crack-a-lacking?
Oh, shit. What's good, Dope Ass Music? I know you got something to say.
Oh, man. Hey, look, I was on my show, I swear to God, on Tuesday. I'm sitting there like, I don't understand it. These motherfuckers was paying $100, $200 to sit half a mile away from an artist that don't know them from a fucking ham sandwich. But your homeboy that you love and know every fucking ounce of his music asked you to pay $5 to get to watch him do a show. You like, nigga, I gotta go to work in the morning. What the fuck?
Ooh.
Motherfuckers taking off of work. I'm like, hold on. I'm like, wait. You take off of work, so you're losing money from work. You go buy the ticket for $100. Then you go buy a fit, that's another $100. And you gotta pay gas and fucking concession to get in that bitch. What the fuck?
Don't forget parking.
Oh, my God. But your man that you know, like your coworker that you know, that you won't even, you fuck, you like, can I get in for free? You can't hook a motherfucker up? That's why, man, hey, the best I've ever done, I've done to where I pay a promoter so I can get on for a major artist. Now, I did get exposed to some people I would have never got exposed to. And it definitely made me come with my A game, because if I'm going to be there and I'm paying $200, $300 to be in this motherfucker, I got CDs, I got a fucking booth, you know what I'm saying? I got business cards, I got everything I need to try to make my money back from this promoter. I'm not even looking for the promoter to give me no Gouda. I'm going to get my own shit while I'm here, because this is my best opportunity. And then, of course, I did where, you know what I'm saying, I put together some money with me and my homeboys. Rented out a little concert hall, you know what I'm saying, not too big, about 400 people. We all put in. We paid for the bottles, and we got our money back on the bottles, and we got our money back at the door. You know what I'm saying? But that takes work, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to go in your city. How many motherfuckers rap, but your neighbor don't even know you rap? You're the hottest rapper in your city, but nobody in your complex know who the fuck you is. But you expect us to believe that you belong on the stage with these top-level motherfuckers. I don't the mainstream. I'm indie all day. I don't fuck with the mainstream. But at the end of the day, you got, you know what I'm saying? You got to look at yourself first and then point fingers at others second. That's just me.
And you know what? Not to totally bash promoters. You know what I'm saying? They got their flaws and shit like that. But it was a situation that I was in like last year, where a promoter hit me up on the book. Was like, he got a couple slots open to open up for Boosie, Rick Ross in New Orleans at some Coliseum or stadium, whatever the case may be. And so I'm like, do I got to give you? He says 300. And so, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know how to take that. I don't know if I lost out on the perfect opportunity or not, but when he told me that shit, and nigga, you way out in New Orleans, and you up here hassling me to give you the money, like, right now, I wouldn't know what to fucking think about that. Like, dude, are you hustling me for the money? Or is this shit really going down? And I did my research. It was going down, but I was nervous as shit. I was nervous as hell about giving up the money.
Yeah. Right. I ain't fucking with nothing outside my state. I ain't fucking with nothing outside my city. I need to, hey, promoter, I need to be able to come to your office and hand you this check. That's what I need to do.
Right.
I need to come to
that's how I was feeling.
And I'm actually glad everybody's on here. And I'll tell you about a situation where I was, like, inside of that juice. Please remind me. But, all right, basically, this is what it comes down to. And the reason why I say I'm glad everybody's on, because we just hit the whole spectrum of it. You did, because there is a difference between throwing your own show and open up for somebody else. Both of them are worth the investment if you have your shit together. You got to have it together. Like, a good example, it's probably about the same price. About $300 to open up for, like he said, for Boosie or somebody else. I've seen it as far as $2,500. You dig? But it costs about $200-$300 to rent out your own venue. You dig? And you can do the same thing. Now, the difference is when you do your own venue, you're doing that to make money. That's your major goal, is to make money and test your fan base, see how many people really come out, who's going to pay at your door, da-da-da. And that's how that works. Now, on the other end, when you open up for somebody, you're not really there. Honestly, you're not really there to make money. You want to walk in with some ways to make money, like dope-ass music. Say you want to have your CDs. You want to have you some moon boots. You want to have you some thongs. You want to have you some candles. All kinds of shit. Anything you can have for sale, you want to take it with you and make sure you have you a merchandise table. But your main goal is to get your name out there in front of, because if you notice, when you do your own show, you kind of ain't going to get more than 500 people. But Boosie and Rick Ross, he's going to bring in about 3,000 people. They're going to bring in about 3,000 people. So on $300, that's worth it. But you still want to have your merchandise to make your money, but your initial investment is not to make money. It's the publicity that goes to it. Now you're in front of 3,000 people within your city, and that's how you're getting it in, because it's for branding. That's what that's about. But still, bring your shit to make your money back, because that's how you're going to make your money back if he's not allowing you to make it back on ticket sales. Nowadays, that's what the promoters are doing. They'll say, okay, it's $300, but I'll give you $600 in ticket sales. You dig? Now, when it comes to going out of town, and I want dope-ass music to tell us how the whole thing went down for him and was it worth it paying to open up for a big artist and so on and so forth. But when people are asking you from out of town, that's like the one of the things. Don't shut it down just because they're from out of town, but there is a red flag to it. A good example, dudes like, send me all my money now. I need all my money now. Don't fuck with them. That's a scammer, most likely. He's going to run with your shit. What you do is you talk to other people, make some moves, send them half the money. I'll get you the rest of it when I get there. So if you're out of money, at least you're only out of half of it. You're not out of all of it. But you should never be asking you, knowing you're coming from out of town. He don't know you personally. I've done it where I was like, you'll be guaranteed I'm going to be there by me showing them my airline tickets, so on and so, but I'm not paying you until I get there. I'm coming, but I'm not paying you until I get there. You dig? So you make sure you don't get run out of your money. But sometimes they're going to be like, well, at least send me half. I've done it. I've never got ganked. You dig? I've done shows in Florida, New York, all in one, Manhattan, and the Bronx, all that stuff. And everything was copacetic. But, you know, there's some cases where people say, hey, it didn't turn. They showed up at the event, and they're like, who the fuck is you? You talk to who? We don't know him. Who are we? You dig? So, all right, so I want dope-ass music to tell us first, right quick. Tell us, bro. Ooh, shit, we running out of time. Tell us first, bro, was it worth it doing the whole thing, opening up for other artists? And how did it compare to doing your own show?
Man, it was worth it because those are actual people. It's different like an open mic where you got a whole bunch of rappers. Unfortunately, rappers ain't going to fuck with you unless you is just that nigga. You know what I'm saying? But when you got
right.
people that are there solely to be entertained, it's going to let you know really how hot your music is. And after I performed, people came up to me and wanted to know about my merchandise after I performed. They didn't want to fuck with me before they knew who I was and before I performed, but they wanted to see what kind of music I'm doing and how I get down. Now, as far as throwing my own venue, that shit was a fucking headache. You got to get insurance. You got to get permits, all kind of shit. And I actually came out negative $1,000, but the fact is more investment, a better investor, I would have came out great because it would have been something I would have continued to do to put other indie artists on. And you can get a name going where other artists will fuck with you because they know you that dude that could get them exposure. And people will have a place to come where they really can't go right now because, you know, especially in the Bay Area, you're saying there's not really a lot of places that we can go and perform and people can come and not get shot up and fucked up and shit like that.
Right, right.
That is true. That is true.
Okay. What about you, Juice? Have you paid to perform in front of anybody else or been offered to pay for anybody else and you've accepted?
Besides that one situation,
I had a couple people tell me about opening up for cats up here. Like, I had an offer to open up for Young Dro and all that shit, but they was like talking about money. It's something about, and I know I still got to work towards it. It's something about paying for shit. I don't feel like as an artist you have to pay to open up for another artist. You should be able to get paid for this shit, especially if a motherfucker asks you to do it. They say something to you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times people will ask you because they know that you an artist, not really knowing that it even heard your music and shit like that. They just see it as a way to get some money and, like, fuck it, let this motherfucker get on stage. His song is probably whack as fuck anyway. Let him get on stage, do what he going to do as long as I got that money. Shit like that. So
right,
and then
right.
even when the promoter give you the, like, you know what I'm saying, I give you $600 in tickets, you pay me $300. A lot of times it's a hassle just getting motherfuckers to buy them tickets too. It's like you're not even finna get that money. So a lot of times when I've done stuff like that, not even for opening for a major artist, but like doing local events where a promoter tell me they'll give me like $30 in tickets, well, $60 in tickets, I give them $30, or whatever the case may be. It's hard to even get the motherfuckers around here to buy this ticket. So a lot of times I'll be in the just saying, fuck it, and give it away for free. They show up,
they know.
Oh, fucking what?
This is another thing, and probably, I don't know, we might be booked with interviews on next week. I'm not for sure. Oh, actually, we also have another segment on next week, so maybe the week after. I have better write it down because I know my ass will forget. You dig? That's another good thing, saying why people don't go out to the shows nowadays. I'm going to keep it 1,000 because a lot of them suck. 100.
Yeah.
They suck. Like I said earlier,
yeah.
I hate to do this, but I'm going to put out my formula to why I never have a bad event. And everyone loves, they come out to the Monsters Radio, DJ E Monster events, and they always have a ball, and they always want to know when we're having another one. You dig? I'm not doing it because I'm not saving it to be selfish. I'm going to let it go because I want the motherfucking industry to do better. This is what I'm saying. Stop having fucking 15 artists perform back-to-back, motherfuckers. Let the DJ breathe. That's how I kill the events. I'll put one act up, and I'll play a hot track, get the crowd back into it. You dig? Get everyone festive again. And then I'll slap another artist. You dig? And I also set up the groove for the night. I just don't put any artist behind any artist because one artist don't want to go. No, I'm setting up a motherfucking show. Nigga, you going now, and you going next right after him. You dig? A lot of the shows today suck, that's why. And we're going to talk about that on another show, why fans don't like to come out to the events. You dig? So, all right, we're going to go ahead and do some shout-outs on our way up out of here. We'll start with dope-ass music. You got some shout-outs, bro?
Hey, man, definitely. Man, shout-out to my man, Mac Twain. Shout-out to my man, Bugs Bizarre. Shout-out to my man, Monster. I've been fucking with my man since, you know what I'm saying, since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. Once again, Monsters Radio, Minnesota stand-up.
That's what's up. Salute, Monster, salute, my brother. What about you, Juice G? You got something for us on the way up out of here?
Man, you already know, man. First and foremost, man, all of us got to do first thing before we shout anybody else. We got to shout out the creator himself for allowing us to do what we do. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to our Father up in heaven. Then again, shout out to everybody out here in the Twin Cities. Shout out to everybody out there in Texas. Shout out to everybody out here that's out here really getting it. You know what I'm saying? That's really working, trying to be heard. Even if you're a whack-ass motherfucking rapper, niggas is too scared to let your ass know that you whack as fuck. Shout out to you for even grinding. A lot of you motherfuckers is grinding and probably grinding harder than the hottest motherfuckers, but your shit suck. Like, suck ass, but it is what it is, man. Shout out to you for grinding and doing what you do. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to Minnesota. Fuck that. Shout out Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? We out here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm finna hit you with the Grammy music, Mister. I got my award. It is what it is. You can always connect with me or anybody else if you want to connect with Dope Ass Music, Juice G, Suave, or any of the artists that you hear on here on the Monsters Radio Live Show or on our 24-hour stream. Remember, I am your music plug to the industry. Hit me up at emonster.com.
mymusicplug@gmail.com, and I got you. I got you. So, all right, Joe, we're just going to go ahead and get up out of here. Remember, if you go out tonight and you kick it, don't drink and drive, not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. So, all right, check it out. Big shout-out to this dude right here from Chicago, Exodus Immortal Prophet. He's been sharing our links and all of our posters and flyers and everything. So, hey, you know we got to take care of those that take care of us. This is called On Board, featuring, is it Tax and DJ Rude Boy? Monsters Radio with an underground artist above ground, making quakes, motherfucker.
In the beginning, there were real stories of hardship and sadness to reflect reality.
I'm climbing up out of the pits with a mission to sever a link with the gods. You ain't never had a friend like me, my enemies know that I'm down for my squad. Lyrically bringing disaster like smacking organic, have opened the borders. For I am the fire, hit higher than wires, where I appear, I am the slaughter. Sort of like let's put the E to the X, so it's something that's written in scriptures. Spitting the evils as needles, injecting the venom, destroying the fixtures. I'm repping the illest group and whoever tested me in annihilation. I'm running with guns and we cutting, dumping bloody rugs in a snub in a basement. Decimating competition, striking down like thunder, dog, this is our way, go. You can stay if you wanna get burned by the fire, you can have it your way, bro. This is the finishing act, they don't want you back, you ain't getting no encore. Chicago need a stand to hand the world in armor, hammer damage, you ain't on board.
The world was full of darkness, and the gifted ones were able to show us their pain through the microphone.
Motherfuckers, it's the Mexican you love to hate. Your bitch is lovely like a hubby, make you feel some type of way. We terroristic, spitting sick shit, microphone gon' detonate. Suicidal bombing, murder music from the Midwest state. We way past on chit chat, that pussy shit, we ain't with that. These rappers sweet like a Kit Kat, can't believe y'all just spit that. We put on for our city, where the streets have no pity. With crooked cops who gang bang, and the politicians all filthy. Let's believe it's time for the payback, proof Exotox and AMAC. Real green like your sorry ass, and I bet your crew okay that. This rap game's so tragic, it's lost a lot of its magic. These producers are like crack dealers, and this auto tune's a habit. Yeah.
The movement is here, the time is now. So get on board, motherfuckers.